Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Gimel. Shabbos Kuf Gimel, and we are on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. We are four lines from the bottom, but first, an important discussion in the Rishonim on the last few lines we did yesterday. We quoted three machlokos Amoraim between Rav and Shmuel about three different cases. We spoke about Mesates, the case of chiseling, number one. Then we spoke about the case of making a hole in a lul shaltarna golem. I made a chicken coop, and I need to make a hole in it in order for there to be air. That's case number two. And case number three was sticking a peg into a kli in order to hold the kli all together. That is the case of Ayel Shufta Bekufina, the last case, Bekufina Demara. Those three cases, the Gemara says Rav said was bone, and Shmuel says was make bepatish. Good. What is that machlokas about at root? And number two, what does this machlokas tell us about these malachos in general? Tosfos here says, so there's a shita of Rav that says that there is bona by these cases, specifically the third case. That's the most critical case in the view of the Rishonim, because that's a kli. That's some type of shovel, some type of hoe, and Rav says bona. And we don't assume that Tosfos says that the reason that Shmuel argues with this shita of Rav is because he rejects on principle that bonus should not apply to this case. We think that the reason is because this is more like a makabah patish case than a bona case. But it's not that fundamentally we would reject it. So you see this bona when it comes to a kli. That's Tosfos right here. V'yafagav, says Tosfos, to Ein Binyan Bekalim. Even though we generally hold Ein Binyan Bekalim, we've had that in the past. Omeri, Dehaino Dafka, Bachzaras Batei Trisin, Obebenarash El Chulios. When do we say Ein Binyan Bekalim? By putting something together. We have a kli, a couple of pieces are missing, so you put it together, so that's Ein Binyan Bekalim. Aval Binyan Gamur, Mechayiv Bekalim Kamo Bekarka. But putting something totally together, where it's worthless and meaningless and not even a kli before you start, and then you put it together, that for sure is Binyan Bekalim, Yesh Binyan Bekalim, Kamo Bekarka, Kedamrinim Beso Parakira. Like we learned earlier, Adaf Mem Zayim, by the Mita Shel Tarsiyim. In Taka Chayiv Chatas. It said there the bed that people used to take with them while they're traveling, putting it together would be an Isser Daraisa. Umachzer Kanei Menorah. Putting in the branches of a menorah would be Chayiv Chatas in all of these. V'in Chilik says Tosfos, Bein Kalim Lakarka, Ela Bimakom She'ein Chizik V'umnis. Only where there's nothing professional that's needed. You're just putting things together that anyone could do. That is Tosfos' Yesod. Tosfos says this here. Tosfos said this earlier. We spoke about it on Daf Mem Zayin, on Daf Ayin Dalid. All the different cases where Binyan Mekalim comes up. The Ramban here expands on Tosfos. The Ramban also, Rov Rishonim agree that there is bona when it comes to certain types of Kalim. And the Ramban's Lashon is, there's no bona Bekalim, but asiyas kalim, that's something different. That's not what we're talking about here, and that's why you would be chayiv in that case for asiyas kalim, even though there's no binyan bekalim. That is the Ramban right here. Aval hacha oseh kli o misaken kli mitchilaso ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh. The eza nikra binyan bekalim shari eno kli aval oseh kli mikri. But it's called asiyas kli. It's not called Binyan Bikli. So that is an important line of Tosfos and the Ramban. So the question is, what do you do with Shitas Rashi? Rashi rejects Binyan Bekalim totally. The Gemara that Tosfos quotes in Daf Mem Zayin, if you remember, Rashi there said, Makam Apatish. Rashi did not say Bona. There's no Bona Bekalim at all. Remember the Gemara is in Klal Gadol, Daf Ayin Dalad, where the Gemara says, well, if you make a barrel, you're Chayev 7 Chatos. And if you make this, you're Chayev 13 Chatos. And the Rishonim list off what Chataos, one is chayiv. Rashi went out of his way to say, there's no bona here. There's no bona here because ain binyan bekalim. What do you mean? It's making the whole kli. Rashi rejects it totally. So what does Rashi do with our Gemara? Rav says, there's bona when it comes to the third case. So one easy way out is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is printed, it's on here, but it's printed on the next Amud, Kuf Gimel Amaveis, where he says, maybe that's gufa the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. And Rashi passes like Shmuel. Right, Rav holds Yesh Binyan Bekalim, Shmuel holds Ein Binyan Bekalim, and Rashi holds like Shmuel, and that's what the other Gemaras hold. That's one easy way out. Doesn't You have to say all those other Gemaras where Rashi says it. He's going like halacha lamaisa, but that is Rashi might hold like Rabbi Chananel. Number one, number two, a little dachuk reading, but again, it's forced because we want to suggest that to defend Rashi. Hagos Amanios quotes there's a Yireim. The Yireim also holds like Rashi. Maybe when Rav says bone, he does not really mean binyan. He's just being la'afuke Shmuel. Bona means it's not machbe patish, but not that it's really bona. That's what the Agos Mamanio says in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Yud, that Rav doesn't really mean bona, it just means not machbe patish. That's another way that Rashi could read the Gemara. Again, very difficult, doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, but that is number two. The third shot is... third and final shot that we'll give is the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua, both over there, Ayin Dalet, and over here, he refers to what he said earlier. He says, no, there's a big difference. When does Rashi say, Ein Binyan Bekelem, and versus when you say Yesh Binyan Bekelem? What type of process is it? If you're talking about a one-moment process, boom, or are you talking about a drawn-out process? That's the issue. Rashi, when Rashi says, Ein Binyan Bekelem, that means when there is a drawn-out process, the last stage cannot be bona by Kalim. If it takes a few minutes, it takes a little while to put it all together. That's not bona. But in a Chidami, if it's a one-time boom, then Rashi would agree bona. That's the difference between all the cases. He says, Kamo zar nechshav lomar, de bishum tana o amora, savar, de ba'osek li gomer b'shabas lo yizchai mishum malacha. It's impossible, says the Pnei Yoshua, that Rashi wouldn't agree to those of the Ramban. Right? They're not being fair to Rashi. Asiyas kli gomer, that's not bona? Of course Rashi would agree to that. It's impossible that anybody would argue. Da'avadeh malacha chashubahi, u'b'mishkanami avi chashiva tuva, ba'asiyas ha'aron, u'mizbeach, u'minora. They made all the kelim of the Mishkan. So it was in the Mishkan. So Rashi has to agree to that. So the ikar plukta, de'ein binyan mekelim hainu, that's dumya demita u'minora shel chulios. Or afilu b'kiyai gavna, that you stick the ayol shufta b'kufina demara, to mechayev le'ra mishim bone, why? Mishim t'chilas malacha, v'gmar malacha, na'asin ke'echad. When do we say there's a possibility of binyan b'kelem, and that the whole discussion is only when it's a one-moment process? You do it, you stick in the kli, that's it, it's finished. You don't have to stick in many different parts. You have a kli that's made, so now you have to stick in this screw in order to fasten it, in order to keep it held together. So that's one moment process. That's where Rav would agree that Rav would say binyan bekelim, and Shmuel would say no. That's also makom apatish. Ma she'ein kein b'shar kelim gemurin she'ein malachta nasas ke'echad ki hanaf teshmeitzin bechavisa v'tanura v'chalsa she'tzrichim lekama malachis v'chol kama shlonigmar malachta mochazi lemidi. The Chulu says, Lo Machayim Shembon Elam Shemachem Bepatish. Rashi is really saying a Chiddush Shemachem Bepatish when he says, Ein Binyan Bekelem Klal in the other cases. It just means that when you have a drawn-out process, that can't be Bona. Bona is a one-time, momentary act. That is the Malacha of Bona. When it's drawn out, it is Machem Bepatish, and that's all that Rashi means. That really, according to this Pshat of the Pnei Yoshua, Rashi is drawn much closer to the other Rishonim. He would agree in certain cases. Good, so those are the three machlokos between Rav and Shmuel related to Binyan versus Make Bepatish. Okay, now we continue. Four lines from the bottom. Boy minei Rav Nasan bar Oshia mei Rav Yochanan. Misates mishamai mechayev. So why is misates chayev? Achvilei biyadei mishamach bepatish. So, Rav Yochanan showed and made some type of gesture that to mean makom apatish. That's why you're a chayev for misates. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah up above ha misates veha makom apatish? Sounds like it's two different cases. This chiseling and this makom apatish. Ema ha misates ha makom apatish. Take out the vav. It's really explaining hamat ha misates, which is makom apatish. That is the malacha. Maybe we'll have a dafiyin shir. We'll see about makom apatish, which we mentioned here and there, back in the seventh parak and in this parak. What exactly is the root of makom apatish? Chiseling? So chiseling an item. Why is that makom apatish? Is it finished before you started chiseling? Is this the final stage that you are doing? It's a very interesting malacha because it comes up a lot of times where no other malachas come up. that might even be its definition. So hopefully we mentioned that before, but we'll try to come back to that. Tashma, says the Gemara, HaKodeya Kol Shu Chayiv. The Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, that if somebody drills a tiny hole, Chayiv, what is Chayiv for drilling that hole? So Vishlamala Rav, according to Rav, who says, Bona in all those earlier cases, Mechzi Keman, Techar Chursalim Binyana. It's okay, remember Rav said, drilling a hole in a chicken coop is Bona. So here too, to say Bona, Kodea Kolshu is Chayim Mishim Bona, that's fine. Because Rav would say, it looks like Keman Techar Chursalim, you're like drilling a hole in Binyana for Binyan. Drilling a hole is part of the Bona process, according to Rav. We've already had a model for that. Elo Lishmuel, Lagmar Malachu. But according to Shmuel, drilling a hole is not a Gemara Malacha. Right? This is the middle of a stage. Right? So Shmuel says usually drilling a hole is the what would you be chayav for? Machab Patish. So in a chicken coop, that's fine. You understand that. Drilling a hole is the final stage. You built the house already, you built the coop, and now you're gonna drill the hole. But over here, where do you hakodeh kol shehu chayav? Shmuel says drilling is in the Machab Patish world. But this is not the final stage. Usually drill a hole to stick something in it afterwards. Right? To stick in a nail in order to hang something up, to do something with the hole. So why would Shmuel say chayiv in the Mishnah? Samar says no. There's a case where Shmuel can say it means also hachav amaya skinan debaze. You are creating the hole, you're cutting, you're piercing beramsa the parzala with basically a nail. What you're doing is you're drilling a hole with a nail on the edge, you're going to leave the nail there. So this is Machab Patish. You're making the hole, and it is the final stage. Vishavke begaveh, and you're going to leave it in there, to hainu gemar malacha. So that is gemar malacha. You could come up with a case that even Shmuel would have just digging a hole would be the malacha of Machab Patish. Zehaklar. Good. Zehaklar, the Mishnah said, remember anything that malacha that is done, and the malacha is miskayim on Shabbos, one is chayef. Ze akla lasuye mai. What is that including? Lasuye dechak kapisa bakava. If you have a log and you hollowed out a log, kapisa bakava. You didn't hollow it out all the way as it could have been hollowed out, but you did enough to use. You hollowed out 3/4 of a kav instead of an entire kav. So that is enough for a malacha on Shabbos, right? That you don't need to actually do the whole. The malacha. This is miskayim, as is. Some people use it this way. So again, miskayim, as we mentioned yesterday, comes up by many, many malachos. Right, the big one where it comes up a lot is by kosher. Well, we'll talk about this, Beit Hashem, when we get to it in Eluk Sharim, which is a parak in a couple of prakim, as we will we'll get to it in the 15th parak on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That's where the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, talks about all the different categories of tying on Shabbos. Just to mention it now, because it's going to come up again then, but just to mention it now. In Simen Shin Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch discusses different types of kosher, and it starts off, HaKosher Kesher Shel Kayama, V'hu Maisa Uman. We'll have to talk about what these mean. But Kayama, there's Daraisa tying, there's Durabanan tying, and there's Mutter tying. But it's all based on this Tabachlok, as we mentioned yesterday, from Rashi the Rambam. What is considered Kayama? Is it 24 hours? Is it a week? Is it even more than that? And it comes up by tying shoes, it comes up by tying garbage bags. But you have the Ramah. The Ramah says there, the Chumrah of the Ramah. The Yesh Chol, he quotes the Shulchan Giborim, which we'll have to do there. The Sfirli, the Kol Kesher Shel Kayama, Afidu Shel Hedyot, Chayavin Alav, the Yesh Omrim, Shel Kol Kesher, She'eno Asui Lahatir Ba'uso Yom Atzmo, Mikri Shel Kayama. Anything that's not going to be done within 24 hours is called Shel Kayama. V'yish Mekila Lomar at Shiva Yamim. All different days that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Ramah quotes, V'yish Omrim, V'yish Li Zaher, Shelo Lahatir Shum Kesher. Shu Shneik Sharim Zeh Al Zeh, Deinon Abaki and Eze Mikri Kesher Shel Uman. Afilo B'sheino Shel Kayama Asher L'Kashra V'uadin La'atiro V'chei Noagin. Right? Any type of Sveikos, the Ramah there says at the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Zayin, because we're worried that what's called kayama, right? We're machmir both sides. We don't know what professional means, and we don't know what permanence means. So that's what 24 hours, we are machmir the lower limit. If somebody's going to be there for longer than 24 hours, so we generally, l'chadchila, are machmir. Comes up by shoes, where l'maisa, we're going to do it within 24 hours, undo it, so generally that's why we're more makel. But by some of the old Sefer Torah, which still have the old gartels, almost all Sefer Torah today either have Velcro or clips. Then there's nothing to talk about. But if one has one of the old gartels on a Sefer Torah, so then by Shabbos Mincha, I might have an issue because it's not going to be used for 48 hours at least. Right, and let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, like this past Shabbos. So then, if I use the Torah for Rosh Chodesh, it might not be used for another month, right, if I have that type of gartel. So that's something that one has to be aware of when one gets that. And generally, Lamaisa, the answer is, just get a clip. Just get a clip, just get Velcro for the belt of the Torah, and then you don't run into any problems. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Reb Shiva ben Gamliel. We spoke about Kayama a little bit. Again, we can speak about it a lot more, but we'll continue now. Reb Shiva ben Gamliel Omer, Hamake Bekurnis al Hastan, Vechulu. The Mishnah ended off by saying, according to Reb Shiva ben Gamliel, if somebody takes the hammer and bangs it on the anvil during Malacha, that is Chayiv. Why? Mibnei Shihu Kimisakein Malacha. Sounds like it's an example of Maka Bepatish. Just banging the hammer on the anvil. So ask the Gemara, what are you doing? You're just banging? You're playing drums? So my COVID, what are you doing by banging the hammer on the anvil? You're not doing anything. You're not accomplishing anything. Rabba v'Rav Yosef Damri Travayhu, Mipnei Shema'amin Es Yado. Yeah, you're practicing. It keeps you loose. Right? A craftsman who's going to have to be hammering into very specific, you know, situations, nails, and has to be expert. So this is his way of loosening up, we'll call it. Ma'amin Es Yado. Says the Gemara, exactly, choking up. It's like he's on the on-deck circles. He's choking up, right? So that's the malacha. Says the Gemara, what, every time you practice a malacha, you're chayiv. Kashuba b'nei rechava. B'nei rechava were very upset about this. El me'ata. Chaza umnasa b'shabsa. V'gomar hochanami de b'chayiv. If you go see your umnas on Shabbos, right, you learn about your umnas, your profession, and then you finish it. What, that's going to be an issa daraisa on Shabbos? Just practicing? Practicing is not a malacha. So what's the Gemara talking about? Just banging on the anvil is going to be a malacha? Why should this be a problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Abaya Varava Dharmi Travayu Shekein Marada De Tase Mishkan Osir Kein. No. The issue is that the people who used to flatten out the metal in the Mishkan used to do this. Rashi says, Litsipui Krushim, to cover up. They lined some of the Krushim. They used to do this. And Rashi quotes the last Rashi, Makin Gimo Al Hatas, Va'achas Al Hastan, Lahachlik Akurnis. In the middle of the flattening, we had to bang the hammer onto the anvil to keep the bottom of the hammer flat. To keep it smooth and flat. And that was part of, it's not practicing. This is part of the process. It's kind of like sharpening a knife in the middle of cutting. Right? That's not practicing. That's keeping the knife in a proper way so that you can keep using it. So that's what keeping the hammer on the bottom of the hammer smooth, that's part of the malacha. It's part of the malacha. You look at the whole process as a whole. And therefore, that's the malacha. And Rashi even adds, Uba'ale matbeya bimkomeinu ra'isi no'agin kein. I've seen people do this. I've seen people do this where I live, says Rashi. But that is part of the ma'amin. That is part of the, that's where the malacha comes from. The Ritva notes here, there's two kirsos, whether you have the word Ella. We have the word Ella here, which means it's a new answer. Ella always means a new answer. The Ritva says, you might not have the word Ella, because one could suggest that this is just building on the previous case. Right? You're banging on ma'amin, you're banging keeping on the hammer, so it's not because of ma'amin, it's yadav. But we're keeping that answer of you're doing the regular banging, but you're just doing it in the middle of the process of crushing, of smoothing, because you want to keep the bottom of the hammer smooth.
So what are we talking about,
bona? So are we talking about pashas? We're talking about makam pashas. Pashas is makam pashas, not bona, not being bona of the malachas. Tanya nami hachi, Reb Shiva ben Gamliel Omer, also Rashbag says, af hamakeh bekurnes al hastan, b'shas malacha chayiv, shekein merada de tasi mishkan osin kein. Because that's what the merada de osin tasi mishkan, that's what they used to do. It is just a ha'ara. I'm not going to answer it now, but I hope maybe tonight we'll have the Daf Yin Shir about this. If you remember back in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, back in the Mishnah where the Mishnah listed off all the Lamates Malachis, and Rashi over there says little notes about each Malacha. Not too many notes. Little notes about each Malacha. So on Makam Bepatish, Rashi quotes, Hu gemar kol malacha, shekein uman makeh bekurnes al hastan lahachliko. Bigemar malacha. Out of all the cases of Makam Bepatish in this Masechta, Right, we had some earlier on Daf Ayin Hey, and what we had, Rashi picks this one to illustrate what's Makom HaVatish? Oh, with the, you bang the hammer on the anvil. And all the Rishonim say, first of all, that's from Shubha Gabliel, not the Rabbanan. And number two, is that the most amazing, typical case of Makom HaVatish? You didn't finish anything. That's the difficult case, where we try to explain how that fits in. But that's the case that Rashi quotes to be Makom HaVatish. That's a little difficult, Tzorachi, and why Rashi picks that case. We'll have to come back to it. Okay, says the Mishnah now, getting into other malachas. Remember we explained yesterday from the Tosfos Yatif, why did we start with boneh? Well, what was supposed to be started with Hotzah, so then we started at the end. So we went to boneh and Makom HaVatish. But I guess now we go back to the beginning. Go back straight. Once we started, we did the what Samachlo. We don't go totally backwards, but now we go a little bit out of order. So we go back first to the beginning. Choresh. Masnisa. Na choresh kol shehu. Somebody plows a little bit. Plowing, softening the earth, getting the earth ready for Zri'ah. That is the malacha of choresh, doing any type of process that gets the ground ready. So choresh kol shehu. Hamenachesh, if I weed, I remove weeds from the ground. Vahamakarseh, or I remove dry branches from a tree in order to make it grow better. That's already not choresh. Choresh has to do with the ground. Zoreya has to do with plants and flowers and trees. So removing branches from a tree, that's going to be zoreya. Vahamizareid, or removing wet leaves from the tree that's weighing it down too much. So both makarseh and mizareid are removing, like pruning, one's dry, one's loose. One's wet. Kol shehu, any tiny little amount, chayiv. Because any amount of this malacha is going to benefit the ground or the tree. Hamalaket eitzim. What if I'm gathering wood from the backyard? So why am I gathering it? So it depends. The same act you're doing, and it depends why you do it, that will determine the shear. So im lasaket, if I'm doing it to fix, I want to fix up the field. Right, I have stuff all over the backyard, and I want the backyard to be able to grow better. Right, so then kol shein, then it's a kol shehu. Right, we might relate this. What about wood? What if somebody has, I don't know, a large item in the backyard? Somebody has one of those big toy things that the kids climb on. Right, and all of a sudden, at Shabbos afternoon, I'm like, you know what? The sun's really not getting onto that dirt underneath, or the dirt is being smushed, it's not really being allowed to grow. So I remove the big item there, or even if I have a big, I'm one of those cars that the kids go in. But my kavana, I'm removing it because I want it to grow better. That could be a malacha of choresh. Right here, you're just removing wood. Hamalakin eitzim im lasakin kol shehin im lahesik. If it is right, Rashi lasakin esa ilon osa karka. Oh, so Rashi says talking about ksitsa. I'm sorry, Rashi is talking about a case of kotzer ben amechubar. So it could be, in my case, it could be at least a derabana, maybe of Zoreya, or of Choresh. But Rashi says, we're talking about the same case. Rashi says that because we want to be talking about the same exact act in all three cases. So if you cut off wood in order to fix the tree or fix the ground, so that's any amount. Imla Hesik, if you're cut off the wood in order to use it for firewood, so then that's going to be the malacha of using it, kotzer, kadilav ashal beis akala, using it for firewood in order to cook the fastest cooking egg, which we said earlier was the chicken egg. Hamalakit asavim, that's by collecting wood. What about grass? Hamalakit asavim. Similarly, im lisaked, if it's to fix the ground, to be able to make it grow better, kol shehu. Im lebehema, and if it's for animal fodder, kimolei pi agdi, in order to fill the mouth of agdi, which is the animal that you use for measuring grass. Lamai chazi, so back to the beginning of the Mishnah. What is a tiny little hole in the ground good for? Lamai chazi, say choresh is a chai for a kol shehu. What's a tiny little amount good for? Chazi lebizra dekra is to put a little seed in. Put one little seed in the ground, a bizra of a kra, of a gourd, that's all. Techvasakami mishka, just like in the Mishkan, shke roi lekaleach echad shel, lekaleach echad shel samanim. So do in the Mishkan. It's right to grow one stalk that's going to eventually bring you dye, samanim. So that is roi for one little hole. Next, Hamenachesh v'makarsim v'hamizareid, says the Mishnah now, all the weeding cases, Tana Rabbanan, Hatolesh Ulshin, v'hamizareid zradim, if somebody is tolesh, somebody detaches endives, Ulshin are endives, V'hamizareid zradim. Also, a type of reeds, and when they're soft, I take them, Rashi explains. They can be used for people, they're edible for people, animals, v'chulu, so it depends. Im lachila, if I picked it up to eat kigrogoris, then the shears of grogoris, like all food. Im lebehema, kamali piagdi. If it's for the animal, so that it goes by the mouth of the goat. Im lahesek, dilasho beitzakala. If it's lahesek for firewood, then you go by as much it would take to cook a fast-cooking ed. Im liyapos es akarka, and if it's to beautify the ground, kolshein, says the Gemara, otu kulu lo liyapos es akarka ninu. But all these make the karka better, so it doesn't really matter what your malacha is. Don't all of these make the karka better? Says the Gemara, two answers. Rabba Rav Yosi Tami Travayu ba'agam shanu. We're talking about in the middle of a swamp. Middle of a swamp, so it's not making the ground better by picking up one piece of wood. Right, it's totally swampy. Number two, and the next three lines we could have a whole shiur about. Abaya Omar, afilu temu basade, delav agam. No, it's a field. Aye, so what did the Gemara say? If you're picking up wood, why are there various shiurim? Lamaisa, you're making the ground better, so you should go by the smallest shiur. No, ukagod delol kamachavein. You don't have kavana for the malacha of bettering the ground. Aye, Abaya Ravi Dami Travayu, but as we've had before, Moda Reb Shimon, Bipsikresha Velo Yamus, but it's a Psikresha. It's a Psikresha that it's going to have, the ground's going to get better. Lo Tzricha to Ka'avid Ba'ara Dechavre. No, you're acting in your friend's field, and not in your field. And therefore what? And therefore, is that a Psikresha? This whole Gemara is very difficult, because if you think about it, Pashtus, is this what we would call a psikresha? Psikresha is act A, which might or might not cause act B, and if it vade would cause act B, so then that's called a psikresha. The classic case of dragging the bench, or other cases of killing the chicken. Those are all psikresha. What's the thing we're talking about here? You're doing one act. You're cutting off a branch. That's one act. The issue at in the Gemara is what your kavana is. Is that psikresha? Or is that Malacha shenetzricha legufa. The Rishonim say this isn't a regular case of psikresha. This is what we would call a malacha shenetzricha legufa. You're doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan for a different purpose. So it's very difficult to explain why the Gemara uses the lashon of psikresha here when really it seems to be a malacha shenetzricha legufa. That is problem number one with the Gemara. Problem number two with the Gemara, whether it's malacha shenetzricha legufa or psikresha, how does your friend's field help? I in your friend's field, so it's not a problem. Psikresha, psikresha. Kotzer is kotzer. Bettering is bettering. So how does that help? So on that second issue, Rashi quotes, Ba'ar dechavre, lo ichpas le'li apos. If it's in your friend's field, you don't really care. Lo ichpas le'. Meaning, is what we call a psikresha de lo ichpas le'. The Rebbe Kiva Eger here on the Gilead Hashas quotes Rashi elsewhere, where Rashi says, lo nichale is needed. Not lo ichpas le. Lo nichle means you don't want the result, not that you just don't care about the result. Right? So what do we say about those cases? Psikresha, de lo nichle, or lo ichpas le are both not chayiv daraisa. For sure, not chayiv daraisa. But it is a stira why in one place Rashi says lo ichpas le, and one place he says lo nichle. But either way, how do you understand these lines of the Gemara? So there are at least four ways of understanding. Just to mention a couple of them, then feel free to look at more cases. But again, this is a crucial line. Crucial line of the Gemara. How to understand it. So, option one, which might be the easiest in reading it, but in general we don't assume this way, and this is one of the rayas of the Shita of the Aruch. The Aruch, quoted right here in Tosfos, and quoted elsewhere. Tosfos in Ksubas Davav, quoted right here in Tosfos. The Aruch holds, one of the Rishonim, Psikresha de lo nichale is mutter. That's his Shita. Psikresha is chayav d'oraisa. Psikresha de lo nichale is mutter legamre. Unbelievable Shita. That's the Shita of the Aruch. Reb Chaim thinks that maybe the Rambam holds this way. Either way, it's the Shita of the Aruch. And the Aruch has a couple of rayas that seem to be very strong rayas for his Shita. This is one of them. This is one of them. The Gemara says, aye, isn't it a Psikresha? Yeah, don't worry. No, you don't care about the result. So therefore, it's mutter? The Aruch says, yes! Mutter! That's my raya. Pirish ba'aruch. To be psikresha de lo nichale, kagon. To ka'avid ba'aruch de chavre. U kagon. Remember, you don't have kavana for this. Psikresha is all about, oh, it's automatic, so we're going to treat it as if you have kavana. No, but the aruch is saying, but if you don't want the result, you're not interested in the result, then we're not going to say that. Only if nichole, we're going to say that. The whole thing is a chiddush. Ukegon ba'achar she'ena oavo va'kotis ba'eretz b'shas mila she'lo hana. If somebody, there's a baby that has, we're going to have later on, that has a tzara'a spot on his foreskin, and you cut it off. The Aruch says in all those cases, lo nichole was mutter. Mutter l'charchila v'afilu iser d'rabanan leka. That's what he talks about, the case in Ksubis, sticking the shmata into the barrel when the wine is going to spill onto the floor. Psekresh lo nichole, that is mutter. Or Rishonim, including Tosis right here, says, I can't fathom that. How could, when do you ever have a case of chayiv and mutter? We had that a few days ago. There's either chayiv and asur, or asur and mutter. You can never jump from chayiv daraisa and mutter legamre. So Rov Rishonim assume Psekresh lo nichole is still asur dirabanan. And that's all the Gemara is interested in here. The Gemara is talking about on a daraisa level, chayiv, 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 no. It's lo ichbas lei. And that's why, don't talk to me about Isure de Orais. That's what Tosa says right here in the middle. Vada kamar lo tzricha to avid bar de chavre hainu to lo mechayiv chatas. Aval Isura ika. So the Aruch reads this as mutter. Tosa reads this as an Isur de Rabbanan. Another example, just one other shita here, which is an amazing shita. But again, lundus wise, it's beautiful. The shita Loran here, the shita Loran here quotes another daya in how to read the, how to read the Gemara. Let me just find it. He says, two amazing Shita Larans today. This is the first one. Says the Shita Laran, quoting the Ra'ah, when do we say Psik Resha? And it's automatically Chayev. Only when you're only involved in one Malacha. If you're involved in one Malacha, that's when we can say Psik Resha. But, says the Ra'ah, if you're involved in two different Malachas at once, and you have Kavana for one Malacha, you can't say Psik Resha for the other Malacha. Psik Resha is only when there's a blank. You're not doing any malacha besides for the one that happens automatically. I'm dragging the bench. That's not a malacha. But I'm making a hole while I drag the bench. Oh, so if that's vada going to happen, so I fill that in, so that's going to be my Isur Daraisa. But if I'm already doing a malacha Daraisa, so you can't fill that in. So here, you have kavana for the larger shear, because you're doing one malacha of whatever it is, of kotzer. So you want to be a chai for the other one? You can't say that. Beautiful. Tekivan tahacha havi shtei malachos lekitas av etzim v'yipui karka v'im neskavim l'shteim. If you'd be chai, if you have kavana for both malachas, you'd be chai too. Fine. V'hilkach. But kiva delo makavin elo lachada tahayna lekitas etzim v'yipui karka me'eleho huba v'ina makavin la v'lo nichalei bei lo chashiva malacha. Kiva de Belehuba. That's the Yisoh. But it fits in to the lumdus of Psik Resha. Psik Resha, what does it mean? Usually, we fill in your Kavana. But if your Kavana is already filled in, then you can't fill it in. Psik Resha is only when there's a blank and we can fill in your Kavana. But if it's not blank, so then we cannot fill in your, we can't fill in your Kavana. It reminds me a little bit of the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa versus Psik Resha Delo Nichalei, or Psik Resha, right? It's a question that Rishonim deal with. Rav Avram ben Arambam, the son of the Rambam, was asked this question. He's quoted in the first parak of Hilchos Shabbos by the Kesef Mishnah. What's the difference? Isn't it ironic that that Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, which is what? Where I'm doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan, but I have a different kavana. We paskin pater. While Psik Resha, where I'm doing a different malacha than what was done in the Mishkan. I'm doing act A, which causes act B. Then I'm chayiv daraisa. Shouldn't malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa be closer, be more chayiv? There you're at least doing the same act that was done in the Mishkan. Right? So, says the Rav and Rambam, it's explained beautifully by the Aruch HaShulchan, it might not be what he means, the Rav and Rambam, but the Aruch HaShulchan explains it at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's Reish Ben Beis, that by Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, you have a different Kavana. So therefore, we can't fill in other Kavana, as if you had Kavana. Psik Resha, you don't have any Kavana for the other act. That's why it's easier. Similar, he says, if you have no kavana, let's say by a mitzvah, we could say it's as if you had kavana. But if you have anti-kavana, let's say you have kavana not to be yotzei, so then we can't say you're going to be yotzei. We can only fill in what's a blank. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains the difference between Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa and Psik Resha. So the lumdus of the Ra'ah, quoted right here in the Shita L'Ran, can be similar. Psik Resha is only when you're not involved in any other malacha. If you're doing another malacha, then you can't say you're chayiv. Good, weiter.
You still have the question and the answer really doesn't fit.
You have to figure out, well, ka'avid ba'arad, so you might say that means, according to the Ra'ah, so you really don't have kavana for the other act. Right, we said, isn't it a psik resha, so you'd have kavana for both malachas? Right, it's really, if it's nichale, it's kavanah for both. Kamash, well, no, you really don't have kavanah for the other malacha. And that's why you're only doing A. That's how you would read the Gemara. Weiter, again, I'm sorry, these dafim, as you'll see, are major, and there's a lot to talk about. Hakosev, next, writing. Shtei osios. Halacha of writing is two letters. Bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo, right hand or left hand. Bein b'shem echad, bein b'shem shemos, whether it's the same letter or different letters. Bein b'shtei samanios, two different inks. Bechalash, write one with pen, one with pencil. Bechalash, show any language, chayiv. Chayiv. Just to note, again, we can spend a lot of time on this, there is a Das Yachid of the Arzarua, famous Arzarua. The Arzarua says you're only chayev on Shabbos if you write with Hebrew letters. With Hebrew letters. That's the Arzarua. Right? If you could write, right, he's quoted as saying, oh, in any language, but it's before some Mishnah against him. The Mishnah, he's quoted as saying only Hebrew. I'm sorry, did I just misspeak? Right? Only Hebrew is chayev daraisa. But other languages only chayev derabanan. Everybody asks on the Arzarua, it's the first Mishnah. B'chalashon. So he would have to understand this Mishnah as, B'chalashon means any language but with Hebrew letters. Ksav Ashuris. That's what's chayev daraisa. But any other ksav is not chayev, that is the Arzarua. So nobody holds like this. The problem is the Ramah quotes this Arzarua. The Ramah Tzavit Shidvav quotes the Arzarua in a different context, that you're only going to be chayiv d'oraisa on Shabbos if you write B'lashon HaKodesh. Generally, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and all the Achronim quotes that there's no such heter. And maybe you could even re-understand the Ramah's being Machmir and Ameko. I'm not going to get to it now, but either way, one should be aware of that Arzarua. Hashkafically, it's supported to show us the uniqueness of Lashon HaKodesh. It's a nice Arzarua for that, but Lamaisa, we don't hold of it. Good. We're gonna get to that in the Gemara. Good. The Noda Behuda has an interesting tshuva. Somebody asked him that he had to work in the government, he had to go to certain meetings on Shabbos, and he had a stamp, which was in a different language. So he asked, if I ask a non-Jewish help to do it, is it a shvus to shvus, b'makam, I have to do this on Shabbos because I work for the government. Shvus to shvus. The Noda Behuda says, no, it's not shvus to shvus. Don't consider this as just because it's a different language, that's not called a shvus, because nobody holds like that Arzarua. And just because you want to say, it's a daraisa, you're asking a non-Jew, and therefore he did not allow him to do it. It's not called a double drabanan. Because this is not even a sniff laheter in his mind, says the Noda Behuda in a tshuva. Vayter in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yosi, lochivu shtei osios el mishem roshem. Writing is not the only malacha, Rashi says, that Rabbi Yosi is being machbir. Even just marking the letters, engraving the letters in wood, that also would be chayav on Shabbos. Shekav kosvin, akarshi mishkan. That's what they did on the boards of the Mishkan. Leida iza benzuko, to know what was its pair. Why did he have to know its pair? So the Tiferes Yisrael here says on the Mishnah, because every board has to be put in the right spot again when they re-put up the Mishkan. Why? Malin Bakodesh. If you have a board that's closer to the Kodesh Kadashim, if you have a board that's closer, he says, to the menorah, right, wherever it is. So you have to have the boards in the exact spot, and that's why they had to write on the Mishkan where each of the boards went. Based on this this discussion, the Shlaka, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tzitzis, the source for having an atara on a talus is right here. Malin bakodesh v'lo maridin. If I have a talus which is up on top, one side, so I don't want to switch it every time I put the talus on. So that's why the minhag of many is to have an atara on their talus to know to always have the same exact side on my shoulders. The minhag of the Arizal and Chabad is not to have an atara, but that is the minhag quoted in the Magen Avraham. So continuing.
One os is the only chashuv relative to the second? Is that what
I'm sorry?
Why isn't one os
chayiv? One os is not chayiv because it's not considered, it's a chati malacha. Two osos have to be chayiv, and then we'll see. It's two osos that mean something. It's not two osos that are independent. We'll see in the Gemara. If one os symbolizes something, like resh with a smidgic, with a line, that could be. But the Tanakhama says only writing actually with material, not engraving. Rav Yossi says even engraving, even marking is going to be the malacha daraisa.
Each keresh only had one letter, right?
But each keresh was next to the other one. And that's why it's only significant relative to the other one. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Matzinu shem katan mishem gadol. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, even if you have kavana to write a larger word, but he only ended up writing a smaller word, that's also chayef. Shem mishimonu mishmuel, noach minachar, dan midaniel, gad migadiel. Each of these smaller words are also words. That's why you're going to be chayef. Bishlamah yamin lachayef. So the Gemara says, Fine, for your writing with your right hand, you're chayev, mishum the derek siva bakach. Ela asmola mayin derek siva bakach. Why should you be chayev with writing with your left hand, as the Mishnah said? That's a shinui. Amar b'yirmiya, b'iter yachanu. Talk about a lefty. So where it says a lefty, then it should be the opposite. V'tevi smol di de ki amin de kulei alma, v'yasmol l'chayev, amin lo l'chayev. So you should be only chayev for your left hand, and not for your right hand. So ela amar abaya b'sholi b'shtei yadav. It means an ambidextrous. And the Ritva says, doesn't mamish mean? It could be even if you're stronger with one hand. But if you really could write well with both hands, that's what's being included here. Number one, Rabbi Yaakov, Reder Bas Yaakov Amar, Hamani, Rabbi Yosihi. Maybe the lefty line is Rabbi Yosi. De Amar, Lochivush de Yosios, Elamishim Roshem. Because Rabbi Yosi says, really, the Iker Malach is Roshem anyway. And marking with your left hand is possible. I have a homie to say for Rabbi Yossi, Risha Lav Rabbi Yossi, but the safe is Rabbi Yossi, so the Risha can't be. Cooler Rabbi Yossi, really, it's really all Rabbi Yossi. Good. Not for now, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so yesterday, he has many different svarim out on unusual topics, unusual issues. So the Masechta, the end of Masechta Menachas has Masechta Tefillin and Masechta Mezuzah and Masechta this. So in his Sefer on Masechta Tefillin, he talks about 8 categories of halachos where righty-lefty issues come up. And he goes through each one, when does a lefty switch and when does he not switch? Right, is it totally on the weaker hand, then the lefty switches. Is it totally on the shechina on the right side, then the lefty wouldn't switch. Is it totally, goes through 8 different categories. Good, weiter. I review the matzinu. Rabbi Yehuda says you find little words. Amar, Ella Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Osios, Vehen Shtei Shemos Uda Machayev, Shtei Osios, Vehen Shtei Mechalo Machayev. Rabbi Yehuda would only be chayev for 2 letters if it spells out a word. But if it's not a word, it's not true. Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa. The brisa says, we'll see, is a long brisa that is 5 different shitas, as we'll see. In the end of the brisa, we're going to have the question. One point I just forgot to mention, the other shita l'aran says, why don't we say by lefties, bat la daito iso kol adam? And therefore, lefties should be only chayv if they write with their right hand. So the Shita L'Ran, you could have said that's not an insignificant population. The Shita L'Ran says, you only say Batla Daito if it's a decision. But if it's something natural, then you don't say Batla Daito. This is what they do. So that's an amazing Shita L'Ran also right here. Okay, but anyway, back to the Braisa. So is it true that Yehuda would say 2 letters that don't spell out a word is not Chai Batanya? Shita number 1. V'yosa achas, if I do 1 act, yochol achi yichtov kolashe, v'yashi yara kolabega, v'yashi yasa kolanotha. I might think you have to do the entire malacha that you are kavanah to do, tamalomar me'achas. I me'achas, yochol afilo lo kasav elo os achas, v'lo arig elo chud echad, v'lo asa elo bayis echad benatha. If it's me'achas, I might think if I only do 1, tamalomar achas, 1. Hakeitzad, eno chayev ashiyichtov shem kata mishem kato. You don't have to do the whole thing, but you got to do something significant. Shem mishimono mishmuel, noach minachar, don mi Daniel, gan mi Gadiel. That is shita number 1. We're going to quote the whole brisa, and then the Gemara is going to talk about each shita. Number 2, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This is going to be the stira. Afila lo kasav el shtei osios vehein shem echad. Even if you write 2 letters, the same word, chayev kagon sus tas ror gag chach. Right, so you see, we mentioned before, according to Yehuda, it has to be 2 letters that spell something out. What's chach? It's not a word. So that's going to be a steer in Yehuda, which we'll get back to. Shita number 3. Amar Rabbi Yosi. V'chi mishem kosev u'chayev. V'halo eno chayev ela mishem roshem. Like we had in the Mishnah. Shekein roshem and makar shiyah mishka. They used to mark on the boards of the Mishkan. Leida ezehi ben zugo. L'fichach. Therefore Rabbi Yosi says, sarat srita achas al shnei desarim. If you mark a mark on 2 boards, oh shnei sritas al neser echad chayev. So even 2. That's Roshem. Shita number 4. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Va'asa achas. Yochol ha-shiyichtov es kol ha-shem ha-shiyara. Kol ha-begad ha-shiyasa es kol ha-nafa. You might think you have to do the entire malacha. Tamal omer me'achas. It says me'achas. I me'achas. Yochol ha-fil lo kozav elo os achas. Ha-fil lo argel ha-chut echad. Ha-fil lo asa elo bayis echad b'nafa. Tamal omer achas. It says achas, not just me'achas. Okay, tzad. Eno chayiv ad shiyasa malacha shekayotzi ba miskayemes. You have to do a malacha that is miskayim, that lasts. Number 4, this shita sounds very similar to number 1. The Gemara is going to talk about what's the difference between number 1 and 4. They both say, you don't have to do the entire malacha, but you got to do something significant. What's the difference between 1 and 4? We'll have to come back to. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shita number 5, va'asa achas, va'asa heina. Achas is a singular word, hein is a plural word. Pa'amim shachayev achas al kulan, u'pa'amim shachayev al kolachas va'achas. End of Brisa. So now we're going to go through for the rest of the Amud, each of these days. So k'tani miha, we learned earlier, right, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, number two, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo kasev, elash deosios v'hem shem echad chayev. Right, that was the stira. We asked before that Rabbi Yehuda holds only shtei shemos, only two different letters, but here it says even the same letter. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, hadide hadarabe. No, one case is himself, and one case he's quoting his Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Mishib Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Yehuda says in the name of Rebbe Gamliel, afil lo katzav ala bezosias feim shem echad chayev. He himself says it has to be two different letters, but according his Rebbe, it could be the same letter. Kagon, sas tasrar gagchach. Period. Next question. For Rebbe Shimon Hainu Tanakama, is in Shita number 4 the same as Shita number 1? They both say you have to do part of a, you don't have to do the whole thing that you were thinking about doing? Vechitema, Aleph Aleph de'ezorcha ike benayu. Maybe the difference is when you write two of the same letter, which are meaningless, or it doesn't signify a word. Maybe that's the difference between them. The Tanakama savar, Aleph Aleph de'ezorcha lo mechayiv. The Tanakama says you would not be chayiv on that, because he gives examples of the words. For Rabbi Shimon savar, no. Kivan de'isa bigil tore ba'alma. Since people write this on amulets people write nonsensical sentences, or words, so then chayv should be chayv enough. So is that the difference between Shita 1 and 4? So the Gemara says, that can't be. L'meimer the Reb Shimon l'chumra. Then you'd be saying Reb Shimon is l'chumra in the world of Shiurin. V'atanya, that can't be. We learned in the Tosefta. Ha-kodeya kol shehu chayiv. If somebody drills a little bit on Shabbos, chayiv. V'ha-megara kol shehu. If somebody sands a little bit and scrapes off. Also, Hama'abe kalshu, somebody tans a little bit. Hatsar bikli tsura kalshu, somebody makes a picture on a kli. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's the Tadakama. Any tiny amount. Rabbi Shimon is mekol. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achi yekadech es kulo. Achi yigro es kulo. Achi yabit es kulo. Achi yatsar kulo. Until you do everything that you had kavana to do. So you can't say that Rabbi Shimon is machmir in Hilchas Shiurin. So, Ella, Reb Shimon ha'asalashvinon, ashi yichtov es ha'shem kulo. So, you have to see just the opposite. Reb Shimon, we have to understand, shekayosi ba'mis kayemis means you had to do all that you wanted to do. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Period. Says the Gemara, but that's not what the Brisa says. Umimatz amrad achi v'atanya. Reb Shimon omer va'asa achas. Yachal ashi yichtov es ha'shem kulo tamal omer me'achas. Reb Shimon explicitly says you don't have to do the whole thing. Taritz ve'ema hachi. No, this is how you should understand it. Yochol ashiyichtov es ha-pasik kulo, tamalomer me'achas. You don't have to write your whole sentence, but you have to write your entire word that you had kavana to write. Period. Next. Now we're going to go into, again, each of these are, the Gemara explains what the sheet is. The last sheet in the Brisa was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi omer, ve'asa achas ve'asa heina. There are similar cases. Sometimes you only chayav one, sometimes you're chayav on each one. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my type of Rabbi Yossi. What are the cases? And what is the svara? What's the basis for Rabbi Yossi? Well, it says the word me'achas and me'hena in the Torah. The asa me'achas me'hena. So we darshan as if it said the word achas and as if it said the word me'achas. And we had this earlier back on Daf Ayin. Achas, me'achas, hena, me'hena. Achas shehi hena. Sometimes we have a maisa that becomes many chiyuvim. The hena shehi achas and many that become one. For example, achas shimon. Achas shechayvon if you write the word shimon. Me achas shemi shimon. Even if you only write shame from shimon, you're going to be chayv. Hena many avos. Me hena from the word me hena toldos. Right? There's a source in the Torah, in the Gemara, for toldos. As we discussed last week in the Daf Be'in Shir. Achas shehi hena. One act. That translates into many chiyuvim, zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachos. Where you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know these malachos are aser. That's why every malacha is going to be a separate chatas. Heina shehi achas, shigagas Shabbos v'zadon malachos. Many, that's one, that's if you don't know it's Shabbos. So all of these are different types of chiyuvim. Let's just do a little more. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's all the brisa. Now we get into fascinating and yonim. Tomorrow's daf. Amazing, talking about the Aleph Beis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Masinu Shem Gadol, Kadami Shem Gadol. So Rabbi Yehuda said, both in the Mishnah and in the Brisa, you're chayiv even for writing part of a word, even if you didn't write the whole word. So says the Gemara, if I wanted to write Shmuel, and I write shame, but what do you mean? That mem is an open mem. Me, dummy? Mem de shame sasa, mem de Shmuel, de Shimon pasuach. How can he be chayiv for that? You can't keep writing Shmuel If you wrote right, did you? It can't be chayav for shame if you wrote an open man. Amar of chizda zoso meres, unbelievable. If this is true in Hilchas Shabbos, you know what you see from here, it must be true in Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah. Sasum vaso pasua kasher. It must be if I was supposed to write a closed mem in the Torah, and I was supposed to write bum, the dibarta bum, and I wrote an open mem by that mem, it's kasher. Amazing. So that's what the Rav Chizda says. If you hold this case, the Gemara says, is that really true? Meisve. We have this braisa that says you're not supposed to switch anything. You know what? Just 2 more minutes. Uchsavtam shedeksiva tama. Uchsavtam means it has to be complete writing, meaning shalo yichtov. You can't make any mistakes. And now we have a whole list of mistakes, and we're not going to go into it, but every phrase in this braisa is discussed by Rishonim. What does it tell us about writing these letters? The Rishonim learn what the letters look like from this Gemara. Shalo yichtov alfin einin, einin alfin. Don't write, even though they sound the same, Rashi says. You can't switch an aleph or an ayin. Right, the Rashba says, who cares that they sound the same? Of course you can't write the different letters. No, it's that if you write an aleph and you don't connect it to the top left, it kind of looks like a backwards ayin. That's what alfin ayin here means. Bezin kuffin, kuffin bezin. Kuffin bez, make sure you don't mix them up. Gimel, gimin, sadin, sadin gimin. Right, gimels and sadis. Dalsin ration, ration dalsin. All Rishonim bring rayas from here that they have to be similar enough that they could be confused. And that's what the Gemara has to say. And each one is gone through. Heyin chesin chesin. Heyin vavin yudin yudin vavin. By the way, heyin ches. There's a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Is a ches, does it have a flat roof? Or does it, what we do, and that is have a two zions with a teepee on top, like the top of a camel, a hump of a camel. Right? They prove from here. It's got to be similar to a hey. Because heyin ches could be confused. Zayin and Nunin, Nunin Zayin, Tessin Peifin, Peifin Chesin. Tosa says it must be the Tess is rounded, because it could be confused with a Pei. Kfufin Pshutin, Pshutin Kfufin. Right, that's the opens and the closed letters. Memin, Samchin, Samchin, Memin. Stumin, Psuchin, Psuchin, Stumin. We'll get back to that tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. Parshias, Psuchas, and Stumos. How do you define that? Let's just try to finish the question, though. Parsha Psucha, Lo Yasena, Stuma. That's what it means. Stuma, Lo Yasena, Psucha. And then the earlier ones were talking about the letters. Kasva kishira, if you wrote it like a shira, like az yashir, or hazinu, osha kasav es ashira kayotze ba, or where you were supposed to write it as a shira, and you didn't, you wrote it as the rest of the Torah, osha kasav shalo bidio, where you wrote it not with ink, osha kasav es oaskaros bizav, or you wanted to make it a real special sefer Torah. So you wrote the shemos of Hashem in gold. Hare elu yigunzu! In all of these cases, it goes to Shemus, meaning it's a possible sefer Torah. Question mark. Basically, the question is, so how could we say that if you write a sasam, that's supposed to be pasua, vice versa, how is that kosher? You see from the braisa, it's not kosher. So we'll have to get into some of these. We'll talk about an important machlokas, Rambam Rush. What is the definition of a parsha psucha and stuma, and other issues that come up here. Beis Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow with the question, and then we'll get into the Aleph Beis Gemara in Shas, the code of all of the Jewish Aleph Beis, right? Code, Kuf Dalet. Shabbos Kuf Dalet is tomorrow, Beis Hashem. We'll get into it tomorrow. Okay, everybody have a good day.